My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors here, Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ. And back on the air after a little bit of an absence with the AAU scene going on. I was on the road most of the time, but
it was an overload.
Right beside me here, actually in the studio.
What? Why are these? I haven't missed a show in like 2 months now.
Well, that's because we hadn't done a show in 2 months.
But I made like 4 shows consecutively before that.
Seth, did he really?
Yeah, he had made quite a few shows before the hiatus.
Yeah, keep it up, and I'm going to make you sit on the floor.
I mean, he had missed a bunch.
Don't make me
so
take
he had
your
started
chair away.
To show up regularly.
There's not enough of you to rip a picture of me in half.
That's really good. Actually, that's really, really, really good.
I'm not laughing at myself. I'm laughing with Seth, okay?
So the AAU scene, or the summer scene, was quite fruitful the last... I did a lot of traveling. Saw a lot of teams. Spartanburg. Went to Spartanburg this year for the first time instead of Indianapolis. Those guys at the Hoops Phenom begging me to come down there to see their tournament, and I finally relented. Man, they were, I must say, they were good to me. You know what they did?
What's that?
They scheduled, like, the first, you know, obviously you can, you know, you can, the first night when everybody's in pool play, you can kind of control the schedule. After it gets into bracket play, you can't really control it because, but they scheduled all the Tennessee teams back to back to back to back on the same gym, so I never had to leave the gym.
I would never do that for you.
Oh, I know you wouldn't, but...
I wouldn't do that.
That's why you're not in charge of anything...
Ever.
Relating to anything ever.
I have shunned all responsibility except for my children, who you can't just shun. You have to wait for them to turn 18.
But you're just doing like the bare minimum there, if we're being honest.
I've stretched a new definition of bare minimum.
Can you imagine the conversations as your poor wife is trying to explain who the dad is?
Golly, that's so harsh.
Well, I'm Andrew's dad, and Brian Stickley is the youngest one. Best friend has red hair. Youngest kid has red hair. Best friend has a great personality. Youngest kid has a great personality. I said I don't need admission. I just need one $2,500 child support check to show up, and everybody will know, and we will move on. But the kid's awesome. Samuel's great. Love him to death. I'm not giving him up.
Wow. What do you think about all this, Seth?
That's
Oh, I'm going to backdoor you, Seth. If you have multiple children, one of them will be mine. Don't you worry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Write it down.
He's not even married.
Nope, not married.
You don't have to be married to have kids.
Yeah, no, but you have to.
No, but if one of them's yours, that means it ain't mine. So that's less child support I have to pay.
No.
Well, anyway, some big, I mean, there was a handful of guys who had just absolutely just blew up. Just blew up and pulled in Tyreek Key.
Yes.
Clay County.
Yes.
Playing for the Tennessee Bobcats. Came away after the summer as probably one of the most talked about guys in any of the tournaments I went to, which was the Hoops Phenom tournament in Spartanburg. And then I went to the Best of the South in Atlanta, which was a Hoop Scene tournament. And I didn't make my way the last week. They've moved the Nationals from Louisville back to Orlando, but... I didn't want to go to Orlando, but I kept up with everything. And
I mean, who would want to go to Orlando? Sun, Disney. Yeah,
$200 hotel rooms.
Really? Where'd you find those? Normally they're like $400.
Yeah, so. But I didn't venture to Orlando, but still the Tyreek Key made quite a, quite a scene, man. The kid, every game... There was dozens and dozens of coaches. He pulled offers from Furman, Murray State, Evansville, Tennessee Tech, to name a few. And there's quite a few more that, you know, the kid. And another thing is he is going to play in the Rocky Top High School Fall League.
Really?
So I hope you play against him and he scores 50.
I hate you. Second of all, just to prove I hate you, another big guy that I saw play in Nashville last year in the Fall League who is a scoring machine, Caleb Hollander.
Yes.
Picked up an offer from Caleb Hollander Santa Clara.
Caleb Hollander also picked up offers from Marshall, High Point, Wright State, Old Dominion, Oral Roberts, and Lipscomb. Caleb will be playing in the Nashville Fall League, and he
6'8", scoring machine.
Dropped 15 pounds, looks great.
Okay.
And finally, you know, a lot of the talk about him, he finally got on the boards. He finally started playing a little bit more defense, and all of a sudden, everything's all the rolling in.
That 15 pounds probably allowed him to be more versatile on the perimeter.
Yeah. And he's a homeschool kid, so the level of competition that he plays at when he plays in his homeschool stuff is terrible. And then he went and played with the We All Can Go team. There was an EYBL team. Last year he played with Georgia Stars, I believe, but he never played. He never got in the games.
Yeah.
So Team Corey Brewer, which is, they were also We All Can Go in a way. It was a weird situation. But anyway, he played with them in July and opened every door. And then Grayson Murphy.
Yeah.
Talk about someone blowing up.
Yeah.
Wofford, Winthrop, Wright State, Campbell, Lipscomb, Belmont, Furman, Austin Peay, Troy. Everybody offering Grayson Murphy. And then John Carter, another kid from the Team Corey Brewer, was probably the third guy on that team, but had a great summer. Pulled his first offer from Navy. And I anticipate more to come, but he had a great shooting summer, did a wonderful job, played hard. And that team with Tariq Silver, a kid out of Clarksville, A.J. Bowers from MLK in Nashville, Elon Smallwood from Ravenwood, all these kids also, I think Martin Methodist offered them, Columbia State offered them. So they're starting to get in that radar and getting on the getting on the scene a little bit, and hopefully we can get all these guys to play in the Nashville Fall League. But real excited about it. I mean, what a great summer for these guys. I mean, every time TCB played, the stands were packed everywhere I went, with mid-major plus coaches everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Played Sunday night at Webb with Ricky Norris, who, little segue here, and then we'll come back to it, who is ready for the 3-on-3 tournament. Little plug there.
Still haven't signed up.
Well, he will. He said he will.
I actually talked to him today.
But Dez Oliver was there, recruiting coach for Tennessee, and, you know, Dez had been out of town all month of July.
I didn't see a Tennessee coach at any event I was at.
Well, he was gone. He was out recruiting, so he wasn't there. He was out of town every weekend the entire month of July. So, yeah. And so, you know, he's coming back after not playing. He was reaching a little bit. He was holding. He was a step slow, but he'll get it back. But
yeah, I was kind of wondering. I was curious about that. I mean, I was every tournament I was at, I did not see a Tennessee coach at one of them.
Yeah, I don't know where the rest were. I do know Dez was out traveling every weekend in the live period, but. But they do their research, man. They're thorough. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So what about
Tennessee Fury had a solid. They actually, in Spartanburg, which they put them in the lower bracket, which I never quite understood.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning like every game by 25 points, even the championship game, but. Luke Smith was solid. Connor was solid. Nick Rogers from Farragut.
There you go. From where?
Farragut. He's done really well. I'm proud of him. He still can't guard anybody, but
he's going to learn that.
I'm telling you, man, that kid, he can really shoot the ball.
I don't want to say too much, but I bet money that when the leaves start to turn, he's going to get a defensive wake-up call.
From who? You? You never guarded anybody.
Doesn't mean I don't know about it. I just chose to ignore it at a young age.
You couldn't guard a fire hydrant. Yeah, you're gonna. That's yeah. Okay, that's
you.
A good idea.
You have saved up 3 weeks of jokes for me, haven't you?
No,
yeah,
just, everybody
this is
knows
3 weeks of jokes.
Let's call Coach Lambert right now and ask him if you ever guarded anybody in 4 years.
He would say the glove did work.
He would. No, he wouldn't. We've talked to him before about it. The glove.
Yeah, you
the
live
Michael in, Jackson glove.
You live in your world. I'll live in mine. Well, why are you okay. looking at me, Stokes?
Because you just called yourself the glove.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Negative.
Hey, what's a good Gary Payton reference every once more in a while? Like come the, on.
More like the mitten. So, but Fury did a good job. I mean, closed out the season strong. Got a lot of interest for these guys. Not a lot of offers yet, but hopefully some of that will be coming.
Now, rumor is Luke Smith's getting some looks from some Ivy League. Is that?
No offers.
No, well, yeah, true. I mean, they're non-scholarship,
still have offers.
Yeah.
But I think they're looking at him in a walk-on situation.
It's a different world up there.
But I think that's where he wants to go to school somewhere up there. Because like, academically, it's unreal.
It's like my mother said, if any one of my kids gets a chance to go Ivy League, the money will mortgage and sell kidneys and do what we got to do to get them through an Ivy League school. So it's a different world.
I can't imagine anyone with your offspring
be nice to the kids school. Now.
I know. I love the kids, man.
The number one predictor for the most reliable predictor for the success of a child is the education level of the mother. My wife has a master's degree.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the education level of the father.
Or the donor.
Donor. Yeah. IQ of the father. I mean, we can elaborate here on my 187 point IQ, but let's get back to basketball. Tried to slide that one by.
Come on, man. Come on. What?
Hoping y'all didn't pick up
Not
on
even,
that.
Not even, like, that's unbelievable. Does it even go up that high?
I don't know what the scale
it
is.
It does now.
Because Brent Watts said so.
Yeah, that's like a... Yeah, he's like a 6.0 student or something like that.
Yeah. He's an elusive six-star recruit.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your boy Halston and the Tennessee Travelers.
Yeah.
They also had a fine showing.
Tajon and EJ, yeah.
Well, see, everybody's talking about Tajon and EJ.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yes.
That's the scorer.
Yes.
That's the machine. I love Shaq. Well, he goes by Anthony Shaq. We're not really sure what his name is. Shaquan, Anthony.
It is Shaquan, but yeah.
But you talk about a kid that he's not going to be a D1 kid. But someone's going to get him, and this is going to be a kid that plays 4 years. And I said this to Aaron. I don't know if I should say this on the air. I'm making a prediction. I said, Aaron, in 4 years, talk to me 4 years from now, and of those three, the kid that will have the best college experience will be Shaquan.
I mean, but... Throw it out there. I mean, where do you see him?
NAIA D3.
Okay.
Maybe some of the D2s. You know, D2, man, every time someone says, you think a kid's a D2 player, I immediately think of LMU.
Yeah.
And I say no.
Yeah. And we're
and maybe that's not the right comparison.
Yeah, and we're skewed there because there is a wealth of talent. And I do want to drop another piece of knowledge because kind of that's what I do, but... Coach Cottrell's back at LMU.
Yes, he is.
Who helped build that program. Came from High Point with, it's one word, with shirts. It's just one word, shirts. You don't have to.
No, that's good. I love Chris. He's a good guy. But but Tajon had a very good tournament. Spartanburg and in Atlanta had a very good tournament. Now, pulled his first offer.
From Navy. Yep.
So real excited about that. EJ, you know, everybody kind of like EJ too. Tajon's probably a little bit more advanced at this moment, but I think, you know, EJ's got a better body. EJ doesn't really shoot the three where Tajon shoots the three, but Tajon doesn't do much off the dribble. But they're improving all over, and both of them, I think, are D1 kids on some level. So
yeah, they got the size. I mean, you see them like I see them. Just funny story. They went fishing with Halston in his little fishing boat, and there's a picture of them standing there together. So they got that 6'5", you know, height. They got the long arms. I mean, they got the Division I bodies. They're skilled at the game of basketball. So yeah, it really is just a matter of where are they going to end up? So.
Well, then I went to, on my way to Atlanta, I stopped in Cartersville, Georgia, for the Under Armour Association. Watched a little bit of that. That's where Team Thad in the 16s had a pretty good run, ended up in the Final Four, losing to the eventual champion. In the 17s, they didn't fare very well. They didn't win a game.
It's part of the tattoo is fading.
They didn't win a game, but their 16s are very strong, so that'll be a nice little group. And then I watched their 15s as well, and that's an interesting group with Tonio Thomas, a kid out of Ridgeway. Nice young kid. They just got a lot of tall, skinny kids that you know, hopefully will turn into players. And Chattanooga Elite, 16 and under team, playing without a lot of players because of football commitments, went down to the Peach State, made it to the championship game in the 16 and under. So, and, you know, props to them because, you know, they started the season losing Junior Clay to the Georgia Stars, who I actually got to watch Junior play in Atlanta with the Georgia Stars, and they made it to, I want to say, the Final Eight in the best in state. But it was really good to see him.
Just up a level.
Really good to see him. So it was, and then the Tennessee Tigers. Tennessee Tigers fared very well in Spartanburg. That's the only, they didn't come to Atlanta. I saw them in Spartanburg. They did well. They lost a couple close games to some pretty decent teams. Not as deep as they normally are, but kid Seth Clark out of Macaulay played really well. The kid Caleb Hadnot from Aaron Academy who is walking on at Lee. So that's a pretty good get for them. And, you know, another well-coached team. Their 16s didn't fare great, but, you know, add a couple good pieces to that team, and that'll be a solid team next year as well. They got a great program that continues to, you know, bring out quality kids. So, and, you know, Caleb Hollander, Tyreek Key, Grayson Murphy, another name who I've just been told has, I'm not going to say which team, I'm just going to tell you that he's pulled an SEC offer. His name is Tristan Jarrett from Haywood County, and I played with the Nashville Celtics. He's got a Kansas State offer as well. Played with Team Thad, actually, at the Under Armour, and then finished with the Celtics in their final tournament in the in Atlanta in the Super 24, and put 30 on somebody opening game, put 30 on somebody after that. And I mean, he's, you know, people were asking about him all the time, and it always comes back to the same. I don't know if he shoots it well enough. I don't know if he did. But man, he puts it in the dang hole, and isn't that the act? That's the only thing you need to know, right?
There's a difference in a scorer and a shooter.
There is
a huge difference.
And this kid puts the ball in the hole. So
a scorer does it off balance from anywhere, just scores. A shooter spots up and knocks it down.
Excuse me.
So that's a nice.
I watched them fill the Coke machine out there.
Uh-huh.
And I think she didn't turn it on or something because it's not working.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to choke to death.
You can go put you some water in that cup.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
We got a commercial break coming up here in a second.
Okay, that's a good plan. But
that's not what I was planning to do during the commercial break.
Well, we'll talk
okay.
a little bit more about some of the other teams that are, you know, played this that have played and fared really well this summer, and then Brent's got some.
I got a lot.
Some stuff on that make believe basketball tournament he likes, and
for $2 million, you wouldn't play basketball for $2 million.
I don't know where they're. But
I can come up with a list of things that you would do for $2 million that are a lot more degrading than basketball.
I know. And we'd put it on TV. Probably so. But let's go ahead and take this segment to break.
Yeah. you're
this
right.
is the Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ.
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter, Rocky Top Insider Radio, the Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions?
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors, and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com, and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you? Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info,
all the best talk,
here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
All right, we are back. Tennessee Prep Hoop Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, sponsored by Southland Realtors. And I guess we'll finish up talking about the AAU circuit. EABC out of Nashville had a very good summer. Went down to Orlando, did really well in the Super Showcase. Hunter Vick from Camden Central pulled a couple D1 offers. Austin Peay, Tennessee Martin. Clay Washburn from CPA is another kid that is right on the cusp of getting something in the Division I level. Diego Womack, Jackson Northside, played really well for them. That's a solid team. So I was, you know, I'm a little more encouraged by the class of 2017 after the way some of these kids played in July. So looking forward to, you know, the fall league and then the beginning of the high school season. And did you hear about all the public-private stuff, what they're going to do? They're making three classifications in private.
No, I haven't, but that's interested. That's the vote. We'll explain it in depth for our listeners and for me.
They have two now.
Yes.
They're just expanding it to make three. So there'll be nine state champions. In football, there'll be nine state champions.
And nine Mr. Footballs. And
well, you got six classifications. In football, you got six classifications in public. And then there'll be three in private. In basketball, you have three in public.
So when are they going to divide out? I mean, of those three, are any of those scholarship, non-scholarship, financial? I mean, what's the any breakdown?
All the privates are scholarship.
Okay.
So basically, when they do that, there'll never be another good player in a public school.
That's not completely true. If they can scholarship,
then what's going to stop them?
I did mention to Ricky Norris that, you know, my kids, you know, if he offers, they will play for him at Webb, yes. He'll have to fire James Michael as assistant as part of the deal, but I mean, I make demands. But that is a good point. You would just destroy it. It is funny how athletics have changed. This is off topic, but still relevant in the high school sports world. Think about this. So, you know, in Knox County, they all got, courtesy of the Haslam family, made a very generous donation to put down turf fields, synthetic fields for all the high schools. Well, at Farragut, I mean, it's awesome. It's a great looking field. It's in Donald Dodgen, the athletic director, put a new track from concrete up. So
Dodgen's the athletic director.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. He was retired.
No, he's the athletic director. And so, you know, I mean, that facility over there at Farragut just looks amazing. But you've got a very nice, and this is weird, you have a very nice soccer stadium over there from coach they had, Wally Colbreth, who passed away last week, who I had the pleasure of knowing, was a very intense and a very good person. But so is the soccer team going to want to keep their stadium that's natural turf, or are they going to want to play on the artificial turf stadium? And so
only at Farragut could you have a discussion about this soccer field.
Well, but it does. I mean, it starts going into as you increase these facilities and things. All these, it's a facilities thing,
soccer.
You know, as you keep improving and things get nicer and nicer, and look at how much money they're putting into these things. And then if you were to go straight scholarship, you know, public, private, straight split, you would destroy these public schools athletically.
That's what they're doing.
That are putting a ton of money into this stuff.
Huh? That's what's happening.
That's kind of
awesome. Yay.
And while we're on the topic, I do want to say Wally Colbreth, who won a national championship while he was the coach at Farragut, a soccer high school national championship, very good dude. He passed away. And then 2 weeks ago, Coach Lambert at Maribel, Harold Sonny, Pop Lambert, passed away. And he was
Coach Lambert's dad?
Coach Lambert's dad passed away. And he was the one that built – when I got to school there – We were known across the country in Division III as Maryville, and then it had parentheses TN because there was Maryville University in St. Louis, and we were the stepchild. Well, by the time Pop Lambert got done, because when we would travel on the bus, and Pop Lambert and Mama Lambert, his wife Jean, they would go to all the games. And this is 1997. Well, he had a fully loaded gold Navigator. And the license plate said MURVUL. And he's the one that made the hat. So by the time I graduated in 01, Murville was the powerhouse in Division III, not Miryville in St. Louis. So he was a good dude. You know, meant a lot to the whole Murville College program. So there's the sad news, but he did a lot of great things for that Murville program, and you can still get your Murville hat at Pokey's in Murville. Let's move on real quick to my favorite tournament.
What is your favorite tournament?
The
tournament.
That make-believe tournament.
The Jack Lynx tournament on ESPN. Yeah.
That thing doesn't exist.
Winning prize. Winning team gets $2 million. I'd love winner to see take the ratings. All.
It does not exist.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the ratings are. I would be interested in checking on the ratings. But the cool thing.
Was it on like 3 o'clock in the morning on ESPN 8, the Ocho?
No, it's on. It's
you find
prime
this in
time.
Obscure Sports Quarterly?
I did not find this in the OSQ. You've got the Colorado Buffaloes alumni taking on the Bradley Braves alumni. So schools are getting alumni teams
together.
Is this
together. American Sports Quarterly?
No. Ooh. This is Bradley. And then you've got an Overseas Elite, which is a bunch of guys.
Bradley's nickname?
The Braves.
Of course you knew that.
You know that. And who's their coach? Some guy who could never play.
The Bradley coach?
Yeah, the coach for Always a Brave. I told you earlier.
Oh.
Couldn't hoop at all.
I don't remember.
A.J. Guyton.
I still think you're making all this up.
I'm not making this up.
I've never seen anything on it, and I'm a sports fan. I look at Twitter. I've never seen anything on it.
Oh, my God. Do you watch ESPN?
Daily, for hours. Sports Center. Have you, Seth?
I've never seen a preview for this thing at all.
Oh, my God. Why? Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm the brains of the show, okay?
Well, didn't they have, like, wasn't there, like, a Tennessee team in it with Tyler Smith and all them? So, apparently, they didn't do well.
They didn't get voted in. That team didn't. I think there was a team from Tennessee, but they didn't make it. They only start televising at 16. There was a team with Jason Williams and Mike Bibby on it. There was a Marquette alumni team.
Was there a team with anybody in, I don't know, under 30?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all these guys, they're guys that some of them are at the peak of their professional career, so they're somewhere around 28 to 30 years old. I mean, the basketball's pretty dang good. I mean, like I said, I was telling you earlier, Dwight Bikes, who was with the Lakers last year.
I swear you're making that name up. Have you ever heard of him, Seth?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thanks.
This thing does exist, and it's...
It's $2 million to the winning team.
Yep, it's $2 million.
And I supported them.
$2 million lira.
And remember, because that Nashville team, every team has a celebrity sponsor, and the celebrity sponsor for the Nashville team that didn't get in was Adam Pac-Man Jones, and he retweeted the link to our show.
I know.
Okay,
but
so here's the deal.
If they didn't get in.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Saturday at 5 on ESPN will be semifinal 1, and at 7 on ESPN will be semifinal 2.
Semifinal 1 is Overseas Elite versus City of God, which has Pop Mensah-Bonsu, who's played in the Olympics for Great Britain, Damar Johnson, who's played in the NBA. Overseas Elite.
Bobby's friend. He played in Bobby's game.
Who?
Damar Johnson.
Did he?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
Yeah.
He's good.
Overseas Elite, their kind of go-to guy is Ray Kabongo. Don't know where he's from, but he's a heck of a professional player. And then the second game will be the Colorado alumni versus the
Always
a Brave.
Why don't they have like a Duke alumni team or a Carolina?
They've had Ben Hansborough had a Notre Dame. There was a Marquette alumni. Yeah, the Duke team. Huh?
Oh, those guys play in the NBA. Yeah, that's right.
Which, speaking of, goes back to my next point. We should all sign new NBA contracts. 3 years, $300 billion. I mean, when they're giving guys that you've never heard of, 84.
Yeah.
Krabby for for Portland, got $74 million guaranteed, and Von Miller gets $70 million guaranteed. And I guarantee the Super Bowl brings in more revenue than the Portland Trail Blazers.
I would say you're right.
The championship game is going to be in prime time on August 2nd, according to the ESPN Media Zone.
Prime time.
$2 million winner take all.
Winner take all. And it's prime already time split up.
If
Overseas Elite wins it again this year, because it's most of the same players, Tuesday. They will have won $3 million in 2 years in this tournament. I would take that. You know what the tax rate on that is? A lot.
And nobody knows their name.
So on to other great leagues. On 7/31, you have the championship of the Nashville Summer League. Of course, there's Team Cash, which is Johnny Cash Jenkins. He has a team, and, you know, there's a lot of good talent in that summer league over there. Their championship is on 7/31. They also have a dunk contest and a three-point shootout. August 2nd.
According to the NCAA bylaws, those are illegal.
I don't make the rules.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just reading what I saw on the Face Space.
Okay.
For two reasons, yeah. For two reasons. One, so that our listeners know. The other is to prove to you that I can read. Okay. Second of all, when we're speaking of legit leagues, the championship of the Chattanooga Pro-Am Ricky Taylor League is August 9th. So that's Ricky.
His is not sanctioned, though.
No, his isn't sanctioned. No, there's no current Division I players, but there are. It's interesting. I'll tell you this out of that. Of course, you got guys that did really good in the Rocky Top League. You've got Trey Suttles, Jordan Williams, and Fred Sturdivant down there playing. And of course, they were on the H3 Sports that won the Rocky Top League. They were a nice core group there, with Admiral leading the charge there. But Trey Suttles and Leland Robinson have both signed contracts to play in Germany. So good for them. They're getting in good shape. And, of course, Jordan Juice is in great shape, getting ready to go back to Sewanee. And then there's the obvious. Ricky the True Taylor's just a good dude. It's nice to see Ricky. And he is still one heck of a basketball player. So it is it's a different feel. It is reffed like it's a regular season game. Like, you got to give that guy a step to see the screen and get around it, things like that. But that's a lot of fun. Those stats are online at RickyTaylorBasketball.com. So, and if you want to come out on the 2nd to Notre Dame High School in Chattanooga, or the 9th, you will get to see me in action.
Yeah. Oh, they better. They don't have to hire security cops and stuff for all the traffic in Chattanooga,
well,
right?
I mean, yeah, you got to figure, since I'm a radio celebrity and my neighbor from college is on Fox News Chattanooga.
Your neighbor from college? Yeah. Are we taking credit for neighbors now?
Well, he's on Fox News now, so we hang out there in Chattanooga, so it's going to get covered by the local media.
I went to high school with Babyface.
No, B-Funk. No, Brandon. I mean, I see him all the time in Chattanooga.
I went to high school with Babyface, the same. Kenny Edmonds, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I went to high school with the dark-haired girl from Three's Company.
And then now that I've...
There you go.
And I went to high school with Tavis Smiley.
Now that I have...
So you're best friends with all those people because you went to high school together.
I mean, I know them all.
You went to high school together. You're best friends. You're BFFs.
I mean, I'm like... I could be like Watson, say.
I went to high school with Joey Buttafuoco.
No, you didn't. Why not? I went to Farragut.
Yeah, it was a big school. There were a lot of people.
Yeah, there wasn't nobody that last name ended in a vowel.
So, and then on to the last kind of a league, because it goes over 3 days. Guys, I've talked to several teams that are going to sign up. It looks like the Maryville College guys are going to make it happen this year. I would call them alums, but they're just old men now. And then, of course, I talked to Ricky Norris, but the 3-on-3 March of Dimes basketball for babies.
Yeah, I'm going to plead.
Oh, it's not plead. I mean, guys.
No, I'm going to plead.
Don't procrastinate. Get your forms in.
Signed up. 3-on-3 basketball. Go to 3-on-3 basketball and sign up. please.
Yeah.
We're in crunch time now. There's 2 weeks away.
And here's the big thing.
We have 10 teams signed up.
Well, here's the big thing for guys slightly younger than me.
I've had 10,000 people tell me they're going to play and nobody signed up.
So, like, guys my generation, et cetera, you're thinking, oh, 3-on-3. It's going to be in a parking lot in 90-degree heat. No, this is played in the gym. The gyms are air-conditioned. It's very organized. Andre's running it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get in there. But my generation thinks big parking lot like Windsor Square, crooked goals, unlevel courts, and all day in the heat.
I weep for your generation.
And no, it's not this way. I will say this: if you end up playing against Ricky Norris's team,
generation, by the way, or is
I'm Gen X because I was born in the 70s.
I was born in the 60s. So
okay.
What about you? Were you born in the 80s, Seth?
Yep.
What year?
84.
I remember.
Graduated from high school.
I remember 84.
Sorry, man.
I was a superstar in the 80s.
Man,
though.
Where'd 17. Your mom go to kindergarten? Because I was in kindergarten in 84. Just throwing it out there.
What?
Nothing. Move on.
He was not.
So anyway, back to what we're talking
about. He just said he was born in the 70s.
Yep. Yeah. So it could have been.
What is 79?
I was born in 79, but again, back to the 3-on-3. It is indoors, so it's not the outdoor basketball. It's a lot of fun, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know what division, but Ricky Norris's team won it last year with Eldridge, correct? In what division?
Yeah, but there was only three teams.
Doesn't matter. Those guys can go. So hopefully a lot of these guys – I've texted a lot of the guys that I know that played in the William Blount League recently and then the usual suspects.
I did the
same.
I didn't know Micah Ballard ran that.
The
assistant at William Blount, Micah Ballard, left-handed kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know because I texted him and asked him to help us too.
Yeah. Yeah. oh, Micah. I remember when he was young.
He won that thing where they get all the tickets for football, basketball, baseball, Lady Vols that they have on the radio.
Uh-huh.
He won that. Micah Ballard won that this year.
Sweet.
Yeah, and they get parking passes. So you heard about that, the big ticket six or whatever. Mm-mm. That's right. That's the enemy. You don't listen to them, Seth, do you?
No.
You're sworn to your allegiance.
Mentioned. Yeah. But guys, definitely get it in. It's going to be a great one, great opportunity, and a good chance to meet the celebrity that will be there this year, Silk Cozart, White Man Can't Jump, Blue Chips. There's something else out that he was on, because those movies are my generation.
Yeah, that's the only basketball movies, but he was in Eraser with Arnold and – he's been in a lot of movies. He's got bit parts. I was watching Saved by the Bell the other day, and he was on an episode of Saved by the Bell.
He was. That's right.
Like, where were you watching that at?
There you go.
At home. I love Saved by the Bell.
No. What channel?
Like Pop or some one of
that
those
came
old,
on anywhere.
Yeah. And also, he was on an episode of Heat of the Night.
I love that show.
Yeah. So, he's been in lots of bit parts and lots of, but I mean, he's a good dude. So look forward to him being there, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people out there or enough people out there to, it's for charity, guys. It's for charity. It's for the March of Dimes. It's for babies. For babies.
It's a chance to show what you got in a 3-on-3 setting, which is a different game. You got to be very cerebral, and it is, let me emphasize this over and over, air conditioned. It is in an air conditioned gymnasium, so definitely get out there. Well, something else, moving on from that, I want to mention two coaching moves. Gatlinburg Pittman hired Jamal Hickman, so he was at Maryville as an assistant 2 years ago, so he knows the game. He comes from a basketball family by way of roundabout ties, but and then again, sorry, this is where it usually comes from, but David McGrill, who's coached at Roan State, Maryville College, most recently been at LaGrange College, Maryville College alum, got the job at Penn State Altoona, a Division III school in Pennsylvania that is near Philly and D.C., and D.C. kids get in-state tuition, so he's got a great opportunity. They're building a nice new gym, which is kind of the trend in Division III. They're building nice 3,000-seat arenas. So,
is Maryville going to do that?
They are going to renovate the front of the building and then the pool area. It's going to be
so they're not touching the gym.
They're not changing, they're just adding, so that big patio area in front won't be there anymore. That'll be entrance. You'll be able to watch the games from the second floor on the end of the court. There'll be new offices. It's named the Lambert something, I guess after Randy.
You think?
I would name it after Lainey, but, you know, because she's had to put up with Randy the whole time. But, yeah, they're going to do something there. Yeah, man, sports is big money, I guess.
Absolutely, even at the Division III level.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So... But yeah, I mean that's always good to see these guys get into the head coaching ranks and get a shot. So all Dave had to do was get a.
Well, anybody that's listening in Nashville, I want to let them know that the banner for signups for the Nashville Fall League is up. I put it up last night at 11 o'clock, and I've already got 32 kids.
32, because there's only 100 spots, right?
There's only 100 spots.
Sign up quick. The league is freaking awesome.
Last year it was only up for 3 days.
So let me tell the story again, because people have forgotten from last year. The best part is there are kids that hang around all day hoping that a team only has like 5 players. So they and they play. Would. How many games are there in one day?
5.
They would play all 5 games if you would let them. It is,
and then last night we worked. Me and the man Derek Wallace.
He's the man now.
He is the man. He's way better than you. I wish I could trade him for you. Let me say that again. Trade you for him.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it'd be an upgrade in every category.
Dang.
Hold on. Is that really?
His hair is way better than you.
Now he's just being mean.
When you need a hair, I mean, you've got like. I don't know. You got to do something with the back of it because you're getting the this mullet? Little mullet thing
I know, I'm
going.
I'm growing a mullet.
No, and some, it looks like someone took a little thing of gray paint and just kind of touched the front of it.
Yeah, I know.
In like one spot.
You know why I get that? Because I used to make fun of it.
Because Indians are known as having
gray hair? No, because in high school we used to make fun of the Greenfield Gunner's little flower. He had his little gray patch right in the front of it.
Oh, you mean Edwards.
Yeah, Mike Edwards.
So this is payback?
Yeah, so this is karma right here.
He touched it.
When he was saying the things that I can't repeat on the radio, you know, he's like, watch, you're too stupid, you know. And we're always like, oh, you got a flower on your head. Well, now I freaking have it. So it's karma.
Chief Silver Comet over here.
Yeah. Yeah,
they don't look that bad, actually.
No,
kind of makes you look distinguished. God, did I say that? Did I say that out loud?
You actually did.
Wow. But anyway, me and Derek Wallace and I were putting together the teams for the Rocky Top Fall League.
Rumor has it I have Cody's brother.
Yeah, whoever that is. Once again, your obscure references just go right over my head.
Oh, you heard Rocky when I told him that story. He was loving it.
But, yes, you have Luke Smith. But you don't have Trey Davis this year.
Why not? I mean, I did you a favor by taking him last year.
You did?
We
didn't know who he was. He was a freshman.
Yeah, we knew who he was because he was Stan Davis's cousin. Stan Davis, who was a star at Farragut. Trey, if you're listening, you should go to Farragut too.
Yeah, you'd fit right in.
Trey's a good kid.
Trey's a great kid.
He's a great kid. He's kind of short. Stan was tall. Stan was 6'7". Still is, actually.
I think Trey's doing okay, though. He's got a state championship and MVP.
He has a state tournament MVP under his belt. I think he's doing okay.
Did Farragut, they go to the state tournament sometimes. I see 83. Stands with me.
83. Yeah. They were there in 83.
Okay. 83? Wow, that was my senior year of high school. That was a long time.
Notice he doesn't reference that was when I graduated. He just references that was my senior year.
Same, yeah. And then graduated in 87.
Did that senior year thing a couple of times. Had so much fun. I just couldn't get enough.
Couldn't quite get the grasp of how that works.
He's the Van Wilder of high school.
Couldn't quite get that grasp, so. Okay, so well, we're going to take one more break and then come back with our John Bailey Company Player of the Week and our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week. And this is Andre Whitehead with Brent Watts. And finally in the studio,
our special guest,
BT, who there's a word for it, but I'm not going to say it on air.
It's better late than never, though.
And then, so we'll be right back here. Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtor, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today. Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions?
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors, and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com, and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter. Rocky Top Insider Radio, the Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Okay, we are back for a final segment here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, sponsored by Southland Realtors. And in our last segment here, we're going to our first John Bailey Company Player of the Week in a couple weeks because we've been on hiatus.
Well, we've been busy covering the live period.
Yeah, been covering the live period. And
I mean, you got to see the
tournaments in order to know about them.
Yes, so. I know. I was there. Where'd you go?
Chattanooga? To work.
That's just so sad. The pained look on your face when you said that. But, well, BT, you want to tell us who the John Bailey Company Player of the Week is?
The John Bailey Company Player of the Week. Who are you guys going to go with? Tyler Key, is that right? Did I, Tyreek Key. I didn't read that right. Tyreek Key.
Out of Clay County.
Clay County.
Okay. Pulled all kinds of offers.
What schools? Mostly.
Well, if you would have been here when we started, but I'll go ahead and repeat them for you. He's got offers from Furman, Murray State, Evansville, Tennessee Tech, okay, to name a few.
Furman, playing in the SoCo Conference.
Murray State. Evansville. Tennessee Tech, Evansville
up in Indiana.
Cadwallader.
I just get some good basketball in Evansville. Evansville is always a good basketball school, and you know, a mid-major
former Indiana
school.
Alum Marty Simmons is a coach.
Mm-hmm. Good school far as you're gonna see some top talent playing in Evansville, even though it's a mid-major school. You're gonna play some tough schools. You may play like a Creighton on your schedule.
So now, let's do the Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week, BT, if you'll announce it.
All right, the Coach of the Week is Jamal Hickman, who is now at Gatlinburg. Is that Gatlinburg-Pittman?
Gatlinburg-Pittman. And he was a former Maryville College coach.
Assistant, yep.
Former assistant. He's from Atlanta, isn't he?
Yeah.
678 area code is Atlanta, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. He lived down there for a while. I know his uncle. His uncle's a Maryville College alum, Don Hickman, just a great guy. But Jamal falls in that same category, just a really good dude. And so, you know, obviously he learned a lot of things coaching with Raul and Coach Lambert over there at Maryville. And Raul's still
there. So is Hernandez staying at GP to help, or what's the deal?
From what I've heard, no, but...
You know what? Somebody did tell me that he's going somewhere else,
and
I can't recall where.
I don't know if anything's been finalized there, so it is just a rumor at this point.
Speculation.
It is speculation. So...
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so... I mean,
because it kind of went out of the... Yeah, out of the coaching norm to get Jamal Hickman. That's, you know, it seems like the coaches get recycled in all the districts.
Yeah, it's like they're.
So they kind of, you know, went out of the box to get him. And
yeah.
You know, I think he'll do just fine.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see how Gatlinburg does. Ton of resources up there, especially with the new gym.
Gosh,
of course,
yeah.
AJ moved up into administration. He's a principal now. So,
and he'll still be there, dude.
Yeah, he'll be
to
there.
To help him get along.
Of course, Raul will be around translating that Spanish
into
English.
I think Hernandez does that too, right?
Allegedly, but yet no one's heard Greg speak Spanish.
The evil sombrero.
Yeah,
from
we're not sure he speaks Spanish.
Really, just
he's
got to
speak.
He says he does, but he says he speaks Spanish and English when we ask him. Greg, do you speak Spanish? Yes. So there's some debate there.
Nobody's actually ever heard it.
Although I did get an email from I'm still on it from the London. I think it's the Leopards or whatever. And they were advertising that they were playing the Team USA Select, one of those traveling teams for college kids looking for jobs in Europe to play basketball. And they were like, we play Team USA Select, which is where the Leopards landed their all-star big man, Greg Hernandez, you know, three years later. I mean, how pathetic.
That's pretty deep.
That's pathetic.
I love Hernandez.
I love him too. I can't say anything nice public about him.
Is he ahead of you on the lead in the scoring list for Maryville? Because he didn't score much early. He got most of his points.
Well, he came in good,
and
then he put on a bunch of weight, and then he worked it off. His work ethic is amazing. But he was second team All American.
Yeah.
And the guy that was the first team was a guy named Tyler Sanborn, who was on the Lakers summer league team out of Division III. So, yeah, that Tyler Sanborn was a beast and a half. But Greg was too. Greg is. I mean,
Greg's got incredible post moves.
Yeah,
just a workhorse down on the lower
But blocks. Congrats to Greg. He just got back from his honeymoon. So, and I mean, let's just say it. great hair.
Greg, he does have good hair.
Like me and Andre, he has phenomenal.
He has.
Hair.
He does have flowing.
Is that what it is? You got to become the gray dog now, and you in there.
Wait, what?
What are you insinuating?
Wait, gray. Neither of us have gray hair.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, gray.
You say gray. Oh, I thought he said gray.
Nobody's hypersensitive about gray.
I think he said gray.
No, gray.
I think he said gray.
If we go back to the tape, he might have said gray. No, he said gray.
We'll go with gray.
I was about to say I was going to have to come back with some other things.
Because he's been lighting me up today.
Nothing beats the first one, though.
No, I'm so mad that I missed half the action because I had prior engagements. I'm so mad because this is
prior engagements.
If you've learned anything from us, you should know that a job ain't nothing but work.
It is, and I had to take somebody to work.
A dude,
young Jalen Washington from Memphis, man. My
young, don't know him.
Young protege, I had to take him to work. He was working at UT Aquatic Center, so hey, I'll take any kid.
So, get back to the UT Aquatic Center. Mm-hmm. He like pick up.
I would have picked to work at the Hyper to see some.
I want to get the hoop Aquatic Center, but yeah,
I would. I picked the T Rex, the hoop back in the day.
So. I worked in the cafeteria when I was there.
I never worked in college.
Yeah, I know some of you. You were
just kidding. I worked all summer. I did. I had to get my mother.
I
worked
shots.
At Fort Sanders West as maintenance man. I had to hand my mother $1,200 in August for college tuition. Yeah, I really did. That's the truth.
And I thought you got scholarships because of your heritage.
I did, but it was still $25,000 a year.
Why didn't they let you work? Like, you could have called out the bingo numbers or something.
Well, we were on work study, which was awesome. And... you know, I mean, we had ways.
Bingo.
We were industrious.
Industrious.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch of smart kids.
That's true.
We were very enterprising. We found ways to come across cash. Trust me. But yeah, tuition was $25,000 a year when I left. That didn't account. That didn't include my upgraded apartment, and that didn't include my mom's credit card on file at the bookstore and my semester abroad in London. Yeah.
You did a semester as abroad?
Abroad in London.
So you went to London and dressed like a girl?
No. He went to study abroad.
You went to study a girl?
No.
I'm really confused here, Seth. Can you help me?
Since it was a program.
I know you don't have a microphone,
Since there were 120 students and 80 of them were female in the program, yeah, we were outnumbered.
So you decided that you needed to
be. It was
like
on a very small scale of what Lopez is doing.
Lopez is a FBI.
He's in the CIA. We all know Lopez is in the CIA, but yeah, he's somewhere in the world. And is that him calling you? No.
It could be.
No, because he has a special ringtone.
It could be.
I just love his high-pitched voice when he's doing a CIA undercover stuff. Hey, this is Brandon.
Hey, good for Brandon, though, man. What a great kid.
No, he's actually getting a master's through some international global scholarship masters. Lopez is going to be rich. And Lopez, remember when you are.
You'll never see him again.
Who's.
Because he's going deep undercover.
Yeah, well, just remember we're a championship duo, you and I. Rocky Top League champs, Lopez and Watts.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but we're on the same wavelength. We think alike.
But you didn't win the championship. That was 2 years ago. So we'll go ahead and end it. That's a good way to end it. That's you great. Did not win the championship.
No, oh my God.
This is Andre Whitehead. BT, Brent Watts, Seth Stokes, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.